This election season, City of Yuma residents will vote on a classic election day issue, the condition of city streets and roads. Proposition 411 would raise the city sales tax by 0.5% beginning in January. The revenue would go directly to the maintenance of existing roads, including fixing potholes and replacing asphalt. KAWC's Lou Gum spoke with Jeffrey Polston, an accountant and member of Citizen Initiative 411. Polston worked with other Yuma residents to help get the issue on the ballot.
So the only people that can vote on this are actually those who are registered voters within the city limits of Yuma. It's a half-cent sales tax that will go into a designated reserve fund that can only be used to fix our current roads. And so it can't be swept to, you know, buy a new fire truck or anything along those lines. It's designated funds that can only be utilized that is on the ballot, which is to fix and repair our current roads. And that's the most important thing. And it's a half-cent sales tax, and that will be charged to anybody that buys goods within the city limits of Yuma. And, for example, the economic implication of that is if you go spend $10 and buy something at a local store for $10 within the city of Yuma, it's going to cost you an extra nickel. We need these monies to keep our roads from falling apart. If this does not pass, I've been told by the city of Yuma that our roads will be in such disrepair that we'll never recover from it.
There are a lot of people who are very dissatisfied already with the state of Yuma's roads.
And I'm one of them. I own a business off of Catalina and Arizona Avenue. And that I feel like I'm playing dodgeball with the potholes. My good friend Becky Naquin talks about having replaced 3 tires in about a 12-month period, the damage to the cars. And the key things to this is that you either pay the sales tax and let's fix the roads and control our own destiny, or you're going to be paying all the auto dealerships and the local mechanics to fix your cars. Not to mention, and my fear is, you can always fix a car, but what about the accident where somebody is gets swerved because of a pothole and gets an auto accident and loss of life? That's what my true concern is.
And you as a growing city, so looking ahead, roads are only more important.
Exactly. And those people are coming to look at Yuma to bring comments here, looking at it and saying, these roads are terrible. We don't want to invest our company into this community. I put along the lines of, you invite people over to your house to have, you know, dinner, and you don't clean the house.
Talk a little bit about the citizen involvement level of this particular proposition.
This all started about 6 months ago. There was about 8 of us who were asked to sit in and talk about ways that the city of Yuma could increase its revenue stream. And we were told there were several issues that are underfunded. And the key one that came up was about the lack of money available to fix our roads. And the only reason I'm involved in this is because it's a segregated, designated funds that can only be used to fix our roads.
And to be clear, that's not because you said that. It's actually worded that way.
It is worded that way. That's correct. We worked on that language a long time, had an attorney look at it, make sure that it was correct. And for the best interest of the city of Yuma and its residents, and those who are outside the city that participate in driving within the city of Yuma, that they're going to have roads, decent roads to drive on.
All right, Jeffrey Paulson, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Lou. Appreciate it.